benefits of the midweek Bible study, and there are many, but this being one of them, is the encouragement we get when we get to assemble with brethren. When we get to assemble with those of like precious faith, those who deal with the same things that we deal with, the same things in life that are going on from week to day, week to week. But most of us here are exposed in some way or another with things of the world. We have to work in the world, we have to play in the world, we have to do everything in the world. So the pitfalls and the struggles and those things that we have to navigate through, most of us have to deal with those things on a daily basis that the world has to offer. And that can be sometimes discouraging. That can be sometimes, depending on the person, I guess, but sometimes a little more than most people can handle. Or maybe at a particular moment in time in their life, who knows, sometimes the things of the world can really drag us down. Truth is, it's always easy, isn't it? It's just not easy sometimes having to live or deal with the things of the world. Most of us don't get to enjoy not having a part of the world. There are a few that get to enjoy those, or less exposure maybe, but most of us don't get to do that. So one thing that helps me, and helps I would suggest everybody, is encouragement that you get from the week Bible study. Sadly, there are those, even in the Lord's church, who don't find it necessary to part of that very important day that we get to enjoy each and every week. Whether it's, you know, whatever day that people decide to have their midweek Bible study, a lot of people don't take advantage of that. Anything and everything comes up becomes more important than being with those who are supposed to help encourage and stimulate our faith. That's probably another topic for another time. It's not necessarily the intention of my little discussion tonight, but I want to turn our thoughts more to the encouragement that we do get when we are here on a midweek Bible study, and just for a few minutes, and encouragement in general. Vines, it's a Bible dictionary, expresses it this way for the term encouragement. It's to urge forward or persuade, or the word comfort. That's what Vine discusses or describes encouragement as. Acts chapter 18 and verse 27, there's a word used, exhorting, and it's similar to encouragement, similar vein, in that it denotes the idea to urge someone to pursue some course of conduct or action. And in this particular event, or in this particular passage, it was referred to Apollos, whom he was instructed a more perfect way of what the scriptures actually taught. He was encouraged to study more, to learn more by Aquila and Priscilla. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11, something we've been discussing, 1 Thessalonians in our Sunday morning class, and as a little bit of a commercial, we encourage everybody to attend. We're having a really good study on Sunday morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. So the idea is encouragement that a father would give a child. You know, what father out there, and there may be some, but in most cases, what father out there does not want to encourage their children? And again, encourage, keep in mind the definition that we found a minute ago, to change a conduct or to comfort or to pursue things of a better nature. Is encouragement strictly telling someone, hey, you did a good job? Or is encouragement simply a simple thing? I would suggest to you that those things are encouragement, yes, without a doubt, those things are encouragement. But I would also suggest to you that the biblical definition of encouragement, particularly in these particular cases, probably means a little bit more. Remember our definition, to urge forward. That's what it was described as. So that implies much more than just a simple platitude to people about, hey, you did a good job, or thank you. It should be a very genuine exhortation or a word of comfort to those to whom you're trying to encourage. Sometimes I thought that we should surround ourselves with those folks who you know would raise our standard or raise our beliefs or you know keep positive in life, and perhaps that's true and probably is. Okay, but maybe our real need is to help those who maybe are not in a positive position in their lives right now. Someone who happened to be in need of encouragement rather than a little bit of isolation or whatever. There's another quote, and I thought it was pretty good, an unknown author of a quote. It says, a word of encouragement during failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success. Sometimes encouragement is meant for those who are in need of it most. Not because you did a good job or not because things seem to be going well for you, had a great success. Those are important, but sometimes encouragement is needed for those who need it most. It's not to imply that life's daily grind is fraught with huge failures or successes, but we all deal with those things, all of us deal with those things that when stacked up on top of each other, one right after another, it causes us to be discouraged. You know, several years ago, I preached a lesson here, and I'm sure very forgetful at this point, but I preached a lesson here, there's something called lifters and leaders. You may recall that. Those lifters, the point of the lesson was we need to be considered lifters when it comes to our fellow brethren and things that we do when it concerns the Lord's church. Let's resolve that each of us are going to be a lifter, not a leaner. Even those perhaps we have little communication with on a daily basis, let's try to lift those folks as well. You never know what impact they have on a person's life. Closing, perhaps the best encouragement comes from our Lord, and that goes without saying. Matthew 11, 28, a scripture we're all very familiar with. Matthew 11, verse 28, the Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, you're meek and lowly in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the encouragement that we need from our Lord. That's the encouragement that the Lord gives us every day. The fact that if we have an issue or a concern or a problem, the Lord's there to help us. And he says that he will make it easy on us if we do what he tells us to do. So whatever need you may have, come forward as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.